From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a moment, why medical officials scanning for potential measles outbreaks have their eyes on Plano. First, as an Austin couple celebrates defying a statewide ban on gay marriage, the state's Republican Attorney General is preparing to tell a court to call off their nuptials. Suzanne Bryant and Sarah Goodfriend married in Travis County yesterday after a judge granted them a court order, in part because of Goodfriend's health condition. But the 58-year-old newlywed says couples are vulnerable to unexpected illness or tragedy.
I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and had emergency surgery last May. And that was part of the predicate for this. It's bittersweet because I know there's so many other Texas couples and families who would love to also have their long-term committed loving relationships recognized and have the joy that we feel today.
The Texas Supreme Court blocked further gay marriages after Attorney General Ken Paxton's appeal. Texas is still one of 13 states where same-sex marriage remains outlawed. Bryant hopes her family will help show what life looks like with same-sex spouses.
And our older daughter explained that when she meets somebody new, she refers to us as her parents. And as she gets to know them and trust them, she'll say, well, my mom's, or Suzanne and Sarah. And my hope is that this will change things so that people like our girls don't have to say my parents and dance around whether the world or not is a safe place or not.
Paxton is expected to elaborate today on why he believes the marriage license issued to Bryant and Goodfriend is invalid. Family and job responsibilities don't disappear for students working toward a high school equivalency diploma. It's a juggling act. And then there's gathering money to pay for the test. Bill Zeebel reports Dallas-based Atmos Energy has started picking up the tab.
$135 can be a lot of money, even for those with a decent job. For those without work, it's even more daunting, especially for people lacking a high school diploma or GED in the first place.
I haven't had anybody who just give me opportunity without it yet.
24-year-old Ron McCullough says he got too sidetracked in high school to finish. Then he served jail time. After getting out 2 years ago, he tried to get a GED but dropped out of that class. He's been living at home trying to find work.
I've been looking for fast food, maintenance, dishwashing, anything that can get a check stub mostly. I haven't been able to get it.
Today, McCullough's at the Lockwood Branch Library in East Dallas, registering again for a 10-week GED class. When he's done, and assuming he finishes, there's still the test. McCullough might qualify for the $135 scholarship that pays for it.
Yeah, that's better be something that I would enjoy, you know, because it saves money and it just shows how they care about you caring about getting your GED.
Atmos and the Dallas Library have partnered for a few years on literacy programs and last fall opened up the GED Computer Test Center in the downtown Dallas Library. Then it added the GED test scholarships. Kate Park, executive director of Friends of the Dallas Public Library, says the test money is more important than people think.
It definitely is real money. I mean, if you remove the barrier of $135 to be able to get your GED, then that's just one barrier removed from someone actually being able to get their high school equivalents.
Lily Cooper's signing up for the GED classes again, too. She dropped out four previous times, like she did in high school. She says this time is different.
You know, I have my son to live for and give him a chance, so he really gives me a lot of motivation.
Cooper wants to get her GED so she can attend Eastfield College and become a nursing assistant. It's hard working two waitress jobs.
You got to look like, what are you going to do like 30 years from now, 20 years from now? Are you going to be working at a restaurant for the rest of your life and living off of $200 every week? Or do you want to make $32,000 a year and not worry about living a paycheck to paycheck?
For Cooper and her two-year-old son Braxton, a GED scholarship would be like a bonus.
You know, it's like the money that I really don't have, you know, $135.
These scholarships really add up. In less than 2 months, Atmos Energy has paid for 80 vouchers. That's nearly $11,000. Bill Zeebel, KERA News.
A letter from the Texas Medical Association came across our desks this week with the headline, "The Next Disneyland Could Be Plano." It refers to the measles outbreak that spread to 18 states in the nation's capital. Dr. Ernest Buck wrote that letter. He's a pediatrician who chairs the TMA's Council on Health Promotion. For the Friday conversation, he joined Vice President of News Rick Holter from Corpus Christi.
Dr. Buck, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thank you.
That's a pretty tough headline. Seems like you're trying to shock people.
You know, if you can have a epidemic start in Disneyland, you can probably have one start at Six Flags or Texas Stadium.
Now, you're referring to vaccination rates, or specifically exemption rates. Can you explain what that means?
Yes. In the state of Texas, a parent can opt out of having their child immunized prior to going to school by claiming a religious exemption or just a philosophical exemption, a conscientious objection. And about 34,000 kids in Texas are attending public school without being fully immunized.
And the thing you're pointing out is that 5 of the top 10 in the whole state are in North Texas. Northwest ISD in Tarrant County is number 3. Plano came in 10th. Frisco's rate is more than double the state average. Why do you think there's such a concentration in North Texas?
Well, I'm not sure, honestly. We do see more conscientious objection in more affluent areas, mm-hmm. in folks that listen frequently to media report and develop unnecessary anxieties about the vaccines. And rather than researching it deeply or consulting with their physicians, they just get scared and opt out.
In the last few weeks, a pair of potential presidential candidates, Chris Christie and Rand Paul, endorsed the idea that's known as vaccine choice for parents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has defended parents' rights to opt out. Do statements like that make your job harder?
Absolutely. I wish the governor had not jumped quite as quick to say that he thought Texas had it right. Texas liberalized its conscientious objection law about, I guess it's 3 or 4 sessions ago.
Right, 2003, I believe, was the very first.
Okay, and since then, it's become much easier to opt out. And we've got these increasing amounts so that 1%, 2%, 3% of kids in many school districts are not immunized. And in some of the private schools and some of the charter schools, it's even much higher than that.
Do you think the expansion of those exemptions poses a long-term danger?
Oh, absolutely. It just allows all of us to be exposed, and particularly those with any immunodeficiencies. Folks that have a cancer under treatment, folks that are on steroids for a rheumatic disease, folks that have HIV, they can't be fully immunized or have lost some of their immunities. And just being exposed to having 2 or 3% of folks around them not being fully immunized means that they can get exposed and have life-threatening illnesses.
Now, a Republican state legislator from Dallas, Jason Villalba, has filed a bill that would no longer let parents opt out for personal or religious reasons. What do you think of that idea?
I'm not sure that we shouldn't have some ways to get out, particularly if there's a medical reason or a standard religious belief, but to allow parents to just sort of randomly decide that they want out is, I think, a risk for the population as a whole.
Pediatrician Ernest Buck, thanks for taking the time.
Well, you're very welcome.
We've got mostly cloudy skies in the forecast through tomorrow morning. 20% chance of rain today and tonight with a high around 70 this afternoon. The overnight low drops to 58. Tomorrow's high should get up to 68. There's also a 20% chance of rain then, but partly sunny skies in the afternoon. It's 51 degrees now in Dallas, 54 in Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.